community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm going to have a little bit of a break from this, just for a second, because I've got an absolute genius on the phone. This man knows, I mean, if I was ignorant in one subject, the most ignorant I can be, it's going to be wildlife, because, you know, we all get involved with going down the shop. You talk about Tesco's, I could tell you untold amounts of things. But wildlife, I seem to be as thick as two short planks on. Now, the man I'm going to introduce you to now is Springwatch's Yolo Williams. Morning, Yolo.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm all the better for speaking to you, my friend. The reason I'm calling you is because I had a chat with the Queen's Theatre and I found out that you were down there on Sunday the 23rd. Is that right?
I am, that's right. I'm coming over there to give a talk called Welsh Rarebit, which is like a sort of guided tour through some of the wildlife of Wales, going from mountain top all the way down to the sea.
Now, apparently, I was told that you've got some information about Britain's most enormous spider and even a sex sex-changing fish. Is that right? Or was someone having me on here?
No, I have. Honestly, it's amazing stuff. I've got the sort of the Lamborghini of the bird world. I've got a sex-changing fish. I've got our biggest spider. I've got anything and everything you want, mate.
Now, this is just amazing, because I am completely ignorant where wildlife is, because we all get caught up in our own little worlds, don't we? And but I've got this little bird box in my garden, and I've put it up there on the fence, and it's got some honeysuckle growing around it. And I watch these tiny, I don't know what they are, Yolo, you'll have to excuse me. But I watch these little birds going in and out, and it's really fascinating. How did you get involved in this to start with?
Well, do you know, as far back as I can remember, I've always been fascinated with wildlife of all kinds, really. And one of my earliest memories is I would have been about three or four, I suppose. And I remember finding a wood pigeon's nest, and wood pigeons lay two eggs on a real rubbish nest, really. If there were Olympic Games for nest building, they would come last. They wouldn't even qualify for the Olympics. You know, it's just a tangle of little branches, and they stick two eggs on that. But anyway, I found this nest with two eggs, and I remember thinking, poor birds, they've only got two eggs. And I went back to the house, got some hen's eggs, and put six more eggs around that. You know, so the poor mother pigeon must have come back and thought, I'm sure there were only two when I left. What the devil's been going on here?
They're doing it themselves.
That is one of my earliest memories. And ever since then, I've been fascinated by birds and mammals and fish and all kinds of stuff. And I remember going to secondary school when I was about 11, 12 years old. We had to get the bus 10 miles to school. And on a Monday morning, I had double physics followed by mathematics. And, you know, I hated physics. I hated maths. I still do. So I got off the bus and I used to go off, just walk in the woods, and I used to eat what I could find to eat. And I used to find, you know, nesting birds and, again, fish and snakes and everything. So I was always, always more for being out in the countryside and wildlife than I was for formal education, really.
Well, how did you get, I mean, having an interest in wildlife is fantastic, but how did you get involved into the TV presentation side? Is it something you pursued, or is it just something that happened to you along the way?
No, do you know what? It was completely by accident. I never, ever wanted to get into TV. But in 1985, I began working for the RSPB, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. And I did that for nearly 15 years. And towards the end of my time, I could see things were beginning to change. I had a new boss coming in, and he was a real shirt and tie man. You know, he was an accountant and a health and safety nut, really. And I just wanted to be out in the field. And he said, right, Yolo, you're going to have to move into middle management. You're going to have to give up the field work. You're going to have to sit behind a desk. And I just said, it's never going to happen, Mick. It's never going to happen. And because of the work that I did, I'd had to deal with TV quite often, talking about some of the rare birds, or I often worked with the police as well, trying to catch people poisoning birds or illegally shooting birds. And so that brought me to the attention of TV. And when I said to the RSPB, listen, I can't carry on behind a desk, so I'm going to leave, that's when the BBC and Welsh TV phoned me and said, well, listen, do you fancy doing some wildlife stuff? And initially I said no, because I genuinely did not want to end up on telly at all. You know, I just wanted to go on and do some other wildlife work, really. But in the end, I said, well, okay, let's give it a go. And that was 16 and a half years ago now. So I've been doing it by accident ever since.
Wow. I mean, but normally the best, they say the best jobs always choose you. You don't choose them.
No, you are right. It's luck. It's right place, right time. A lot of it is. And it's been fantastic. You know, I've been so lucky because I remember as a kid looking in magazines and seeing pictures of polar bears and blue whales and thinking, wow, you know, the nearest I'll ever get to a lot of these animals is going to a zoo. But I've been so lucky because I've not only been able to go out and see these things, but I've been paid to do that as well. And now with Spring Watch and Autumn Watch and Winter Watch, it's a fabulous team. And you get sent to all over England. You know, last winter I was in Norfolk. And then for Spring Watch, I was on Orkney and Shetland, seeing some amazing things. So, yeah, I pinch myself every morning.
I can imagine you do.
I'm so lucky.
I mean, working with nature that closely is always a fascinating thing. Just for me to sit and watch this window, this little box that I've put on the fence, and watch the birds go in and out, and you see the butterflies land on the honeysuckle, and it's actually really relaxing.
It's lovely. It's really, really good. And doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter where you are. You know, you can be in the middle of London. You look out of the window, or if you've got a little garden, if you just have a look at that, as you say, somewhere along the line, you're going to get some bumblebees or some honeybees or some butterflies or maybe moths or the odd bird coming along. And it is. You just watch them, and they're going back and forth, back and forth, and you're sort of entering their little world. And I think one of the most fascinating things I've ever done was I bought a nest box with a camera in it for this school down in South Wales. And ever since then, I get annual letters from that, from the teacher there, saying that they love it. You know, they go into school every Monday morning saying, oh, what's happened over the weekend? What's happened over the weekend? The eggs have hatched. The chicks are beginning to grow. You know, how many chicks are there? 4 or 5 or 6? And it's a fascinating thing. It's kind of like Coronation Street, EastEnders, Emmerdale, all rolled into one, except it's real life as well, which makes it even better.
Well, I'm so old. I remember when Emmerdale Farm used to be an allotment. I'm that old. So you're going to visit the Queen's Theatre in Billet Lane, Hornchurch, on Sunday the 23rd of August at 5 o'clock. What are you actually going to be talking about on that particular night?
Well, it's called Welsh Rarebit, and it is literally, it's like a guided tour through Welsh wildlife, taking people from the mountain top, from the very highest mountains we have here, all the way down through woodland, along streams, to the lowlands, to the sea, to our offshore islands, and then we'll dip down below the waves as well. So hopefully people who come along will be entertained, they'll learn some new things, and we'll have a lot of laughs as well.
If you want to go and see YOLO and at the Queen's Theatre, as I say, it's on Sunday the 23rd of August from 5 p.m. Tickets cost £12.50, £15 and £17.50. And to book this, just call the box office on this number, 01708 443333. That's 01708 443333. YOLO, thank you so much for this conversation this morning. It's you can really feel the enthusiasm you've got for wildlife. You really can.
Mike, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.